The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status to teach, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The story of Tobit, our first reading, is getting quite interesting. If you remember, those of you who were at Mass yesterday, Tobit is presented to us as a good man, a faithful man. On the Feast of Pentecost, before he sits down to eat a great meal with his family, he asks his son to go and find someone who's hungry, who's homeless, to bring him to share the food with them. And then his son, when he returns, he tells him he saw somebody dead on the streets. So Tobit leaves everything behind and go to bury that dead person, although that would get him in trouble. So Tobit is a very generous man, very compassionate man, a caring man, and yet we hear that now he becomes blind. Don't focus on the way he got blind, that's beside the point, but that he gets blind. And like the book of Job, the purpose of the book of Tobit is to answer the question, why good people suffer? You know the story of Job, he was also a very faithful man. He was a rich man, and everything was taken from him. So why good people suffer? I think that's a question that a lot of time today we even struggle with those answers. Because we have our own expectation what God should do. That if we follow Christ, if we follow the commandments, if we do all the right things, we should have a good life. We shouldn't have any challenges or struggles in life. Jesus never promised us that. Remember, he said, "Anyone who wants to follow me should carry his cross and come after me." Jesus knew there will be crosses in our lives, not because God wants to give us those crosses, but because we live in a society that's not God-fearing society. We live in a secular world that has different values than the values of God, the values that Jesus taught us in the gospel. So there's got to be friction. There's got to be contradictions. There's got to be crosses. But as the story of Job and Tobit, as we'll find out, ends up that both receive and God cares for them in God's way, then that gives us hope. That also our story is going to end up with God giving us what we truly deserve, and that's eternal life. We don't live and follow Jesus because of the rewards in this world. We follow Jesus because he's going to give us eternal life one day when our journey in this world comes to an end. The interesting about the story of Tobit in this passage today is his interaction with his wife. So I guess his wife had to work since he's blind now, and she's rewarded with a goat. But somehow Tobit doesn't believe her that it was given to her as a bonus. I think a lot of times when we're going through difficult times, we take it on the people who are around us. That's how we vent our anger. Tobit is wondering to himself, why would God do this to me? I've been a faithful man, and yet he gets angry, he's upset, And it's easier to take his anger on his wife rather than on God. We gotta be careful sometimes with the people around us that we don't, you know, project our anger on them, those who care about us the most, who love us, whom we love, and to really look at what's going on with us. It is okay to be angry with God, to express your feelings to God, not that he doesn't know. A lot of the Psalms are about people being angry at God, saying, Lord, why did you do this to us? But always they return back to trusting that God will come to their rescue. God will help them and save them from whatever predicament they find themselves in.